I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Kenyan presidential election was last Tuesday, and preliminary results show that President Uhuru Kenyatta is ahead. The opposition has made fraud accusations, and police were deployed to the capital city of Nairobi to quell violent protests. But Gary Edmonds of Food for the Hungry says the church in Kenya is working to promote reconciliation.
I had a friend who mobilized a prayer walk in one of the largest townships, Matari, right there in Nairobi itself. And he said, we're going to walk and we're going to ask people to come together in these kind of ways because we're gospel people. We believe in reconciliation and we believe that this election does not need to degenerate into violence and hostility.
Would you ask God to cover Kenya with the spirit of peace and reconciliation? And a box of receipts is the last thing you'd think of when it comes to persecution. But John Podiety of Bibles for the World says that's exactly what ministries of India would picture.
Since the Hindu party came into power at the central government, they have been tightening things, tightening restrictions, watching things a lot more closely. So we have been under tremendous amount of scrutiny.
That means extensive annual investigations into many Christian ministries, and those serve only one purpose: complication.
They can really frustrate or try to discourage those who are working in the ministry, those who are working for the kingdom.
So far, Bibles for the World has passed every test, but the pressure isn't letting up, and that's why the Indian Church is asking for your prayer. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, the gospel renews and resets our lives and the relationships around us. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships, and it contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and with others. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.